Discover why critics are calling Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes the best film of the franchise.
What a wonderful day!
It's a jaw-dropping spectacle that demands to be seen on the biggest screen possible.
I need to go.
Hang on.
It is our time.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, now playing only in theaters. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Oh, hello there, and happy holidays! If you're like me, your mailbox and inbox are beginning to fill with the obligatory year-end updates from family and friends, exotic vacations, fulfilling careers, the accomplishments of so many perfect children. Ah, tis the season. And so, we've collected a few Christmas newsletters for some festive fun. Names and locations have been changed, of course, because if there is one thing I've learned in all my years, it's that there's always room to read between the lines. And chances are, it's a wonderful lie.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to It's a Wonderful Lie. I'm your host, Ashley Flowers, joined by Holly Laurent.
Happy holidays.
And Greg S.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
So I have another Christmas letter to break down. I'm going to spot the lie in this one, and I think there might be a few.
Oh, perfect.
Without spoiling anything, one of my favorite parts of the letter that I have today is this person lives near someone famous, like may have met them. I don't want to read too much into it, but it kind of got me thinking, have you guys ever like met anyone famous?
Well, you know, we live in Los Angeles, so it's never like one of those things that I really enjoy because there's something about the celebrity thing where they kind of know that people are looking at them. And then I like to pretend like I'm not looking at them, but you kind of are.
You get so self-conscious.
But the other, like this happened a few months ago. It was really funny. I was walking our dog in our neighborhood and these two women came running up to me holding a small chihuahua, and they go, oh my god, I'm sorry, we've been knocking on all the doors, do you know whose dog this is? And I said, oh, actually, yeah, that's my friend's dog, Meatloaf. He lives three houses up. She must have slipped under the gate. And they were like, oh, thank you. And I was like, follow me, I'll walk you over, we'll bring her back. And as we're walking, I kind of look at the one woman and I was like, oh, hey, I'm Greg, I live right down there. And she goes, oh, hi, I'm Rumor. And I was like, Rumor.
Stop.
And then the other woman goes, I'm the mom. And then I realized it was just Rumor. It was Demi Moore.
Demi Moore.
And I just totally, I did not recognize her because she was just in, you know, a hoodie and sunglasses and had her hair pulled back. And then it was just so weird to walk along with Demi Moore and Rumor Willis. And, you know, also so super weird to just be like, oh my God, do you have any idea you were like 13-year-old me's sexual awakening when I
All saw right, the... reel it in, Greg.
Cut to Greg that night watching striptease just over and over going, the mom.
The mom.
The mom.
Well, I live in Indiana and meet no one, so.
There's some pro athletes walking around or something.
You might have a celebrity next door.
I don't think so. But the person in our letter today, I think she kept her cool. You're going to like this one.
I can't wait.
Okay, here we go.
All right, let's do it.
It's a wonderful lie.
Seasons, greetings, and happy holidays to all my friends and clients and sellers and chosen family.
Wait, sellers?
What a year for the Merkle Lawrences. First things first, you probably noticed the return address in the upper corner of this year's envelope. I am still at the new house, even though my divorce was final this October.
Whoa.
Okay.
I hope this is not news to any of you, but if it is, call me. We haven't talked in a few months.
Oh my God. Charlie, call Catherine.
Why?
I just learned from the newsletter she's had another divorce.
Oh, another one.
Another. Yes, after I made that great Shutterfly mailer this summer with the pics and deets of moving into Topher's new house on the lake next to Soulja Boy and Lisa Wu from Real Housewives of Atlanta lives on the lake too.
Wow, this
okay,
is
there's
a
so
nice
much here.
This is a nice
unpack
place.
It. Oh my god.
Okay, first of all, she sent out a mailer like the way actors do to agents or something of all these different houses of her moving into Topher's lake house.
Yes.
Is that what a Shutterfly mailer is? Like
Shutterfly is like one of those
with like
programs
pictures in it. Oh my god.
It's like how everyone sends their Christmas cards and stuff with pictures of the
but
kids.
But she did it for us like moving into Topher's new house. Whoever Topher I assume Topher's the ex.
Yes.
And so she moved into Topher's house and Soulja Boy lives next door.
This is a cool lake house.
I'm a ho, why is this a Rami Rolf? So it's Superman that ho. That's all I know.
Did you just say Superman that ho?
Isn't that what it is?
I don't know.
I have no idea. Oh, that's great.
Well, the big news is that Topher and I have parted ways. Which, like, we already knew.
R.I.P.
I know what you're thinking, but the third time is not always the charm. And there
Holly
are worse-
nailed it.
And there are worse things than divorce, as 2020 has taught us. Real talk.
Yes, there are.
At
yes,
this
there
point,
are.
She's like, it's another divorce. I mean, it's not a big one.
It's
like,
not. Just throw it in the Christmas letter. Who cares?
Not a global pandemic.
I mean, it's not a gosh darn pandemic. I like how Catherine keeps it moving.
Totally.
Yeah, she's like, got a divorce, new paragraph. As you know, I have become a recovering Facebook user. I commemorated 11 months FB sober in September.
Wait, in September? Now it's the holidays. So did she fall off the wagon between
yeah,
September and...
I don't know.
Yeah, totally.
But you know what? It's all right. Keep going, Catherine. Like, we all fall off the wagon. You know, no one is perfect.
I found it difficult to find a way to share this news with any of you who are not on Insta.
Owned by Facebook, so essentially she's still on
she's
Facebook.
Still
that's right.
Forgive me if any of you are finding out through this newsletter. Again, call me. My split with Topher was a decision that did not come lightly after integrating our teens and boats and houses and dogs. But
damn.
We both believe it's for the best.
She's like, you know, we got the dogs together, we got the teens together, we got the boats together, and then we realize it is not for the best. Bye, Topher.
But there is a real housewife that lives on my lake. She relates.
My Reiki master, teacher, slash healer, Shelly, has been absolutely key in walking me through the process of our separation and divorce and is helping me stay strong through it all.
Oh, she's new age rich.
Ooh, man, I wish I had a Reiki master to walk me through my breakups.
This is some, like, woo-woo money.
Mm. Woo-woo money. Mm. You know, I am a creator and a producer, an activator. I make things happen. And though that became more challenging this year, I didn't let it slow me down.
She definitely made a divorce happen.
Either way, me and the boys are staying here at the new house.
Oh, Topher's gone. They have the lake house.
She took
squatter's
rights.
Yeah, that's true.
In under a year, I'd already put my stamp on the place, and it would have been hard for the boys to give up the media room.
Oh, wow.
As somebody who grew up, like, dirt poor and, like, Shell's mac and cheese was a luxury, I feel zero sympathy for these kids.
I know. It's true. This is going to activate all of Holly's class resentment.
I do have class resentment. I love Shell's mac and cheese,
actually.
It's
the fancy stuff. Like, yeah.
Yes.
Class resentment is real, I feel like.
Remember when you realized that there were those Velveeta ones where you can pour like from
sweet.
The
yeah
yeah
oh
instead
that
of
the cheese
powder.
Was pre-made
yeah
yeah
oh, that
was
pre-made
like,
cheese is the nice one.
Ooh, all right buddy.
And we would throw broccoli on it, call it mac and trees, and say it was healthy.
We I used to tease my brother who edits the show. I used to say that we grew up in different tax brackets because I used to ask him like, what is the sprinkler for? And he'd say, watering your lawn. And I was like, no, it's for poor kids who don't have a pool. Like,
yeah, right.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Or air conditioning. It's like, if you're hot, my mom used to bring out like big bowls of ice water and be like, everybody put your hair in the ice water. It'll cool you off for a solid hour.
Holly always says she has a certain like card carrying poor kid status because you know that if you're going to go drink out of the hose, you have to let the hose run to make sure all the like creepy crawlies run out of it before you drink out of it.
Get the hot water and the earwigs out of here. That's before you start spraying each other. With it.
I feel like Holly and I have our like poor pastor kids cards like showing right now.
Yes.
We are like only speaking to a very small audience. Everyone else is like, move the fuck on.
That's true. Other people are like, drink out of a hose? What on earth are you talking about?
That's really cold water. It's good as hell.
They have friends over from Douglas almost every single day, and this has become their home away from home. We had kids out on the jet skis all summer, having fires in the fire pit and swinging on a rope, swinging over the water.
This summer, there was COVID, right?
I was just going to say.
Oh, like, yeah.
She's got a house full of teenagers. They're all going out on jet skis.
This does remind me. I had certain people in my life that just pretended like it wasn't a thing all summer. And we were barricaded inside our place just wondering when that was going to end. And then you look at Instagram and it's just like, here are the teens out on the jet skis. We're having a great old big old summer.
And I'm like, I'm over here flattening the curve.
It's impossible to keep the fridge and pantry stocked.
All those teens.
That quarantine life as a single mom with two teenagers has been, what's the word? Interesting?
Hell.
Also, can we call it that quarantine life when you're like,
no.
You're having like boat parties and...
Yeah, you got Soulja Boy living next door. You're not on lockdown. It's a constant party all summer long.
It's like when Kim Kardashian had her like island birthday party for like 1,000 of her most intimate friends. And I was like, yes, same life.
We did it safely. We all tested safely. And then we flew to a private island and had a great time.
Like you do for 4 days.
The quarantine life. Let's just say teenagers should not be spending this much quality time with their mom. Ha 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 ha. Nonetheless, they both seem to be surviving this unique school year. We think they both had COVID in April, but they recovered.
Yes, they did. Yeah, they absolutely
she
did.
She had a house full of kids. Then they gave it to everybody else, got better.
Had COVID in April, but they recovered, and I never got it. Thank goodness. I was taking my boom boost available on my website.
Oh,
no.
Exciteandexalt.com and never got it.
Oh, no.
She's
selling us stuff. This is some of that colloidal silver. You drink, you know, just drink boom boost. You'll be fine. You won't get COVID.
And she doesn't know that she never got it. Like, aren't most of the cases asymptomatic?
Yeah, so.
Yes, that's accurate. Raylan is 16 and always trying to get my keys. He is a junior at Douglas and went to state again this year in football.
Congrats, Raylan. Raylan.
Raylan is good with the football. I don't care that he's getting concussions left and right. if he's fully knocked out, he can't take the keys to my BMW.
Even though he attends school 5 feet away from his bed, he somehow manages to be late most mornings.
She's pissed.
Rainer, 14 going on 35, is a freshman this year and once again at the same school as his big brother. I'm so proud of how my brave boy has started high school under these bizarre circumstances.
I like that where they're like, they're at the same school. They're on the same Zoom call. I mean, it's like, there's no school.
Yeah.
They see each other in the hallway. And by the hallway, I mean the upstairs.
I feel very fortunate that I've been able to continue to be my own boss and work remotely. Let's put it this way. I can't believe how well I'm doing. And because of the women on my team, I barely have to focus on moving any product anymore.
Oh, this is a pyramid scheme. It's multi-level marketing.
She's multi-level. She's got women in her downline.
Damn it. She's done so well, too.
She's killing it.
And I barely have to focus. Yeah. Oh my. Well, and like, what a brag. Like, literally, people have lost their jobs this year.
They've lost their homes. They've lost their jobs.
And she's like, I'm doing so great.
I'm doing so well.
I got Topher's house. I make so much money. Do no work.
It's so weird how I'm just instantly like, you know what? I think I'm going to join it. Can I get her number?
Yeah.
I need a little MLM in my life.
Well, here you go. Check in with me if you have any free time and a desire to grow your wealth without changing your lifestyle, Greg.
I do. You know what? And in fact, I want to change my lifestyle.
I want to live next to Gucci Mane, damn it.
Totally. Cut to me next summer racing the teens on my jet ski with Gucci Mane as I've just totally changed my lifestyle because I'm taking boost juice now.
You will never miss your poorly lit cubicle and mediocre coffee in the break room. I can make my own mediocre coffee at home. Thank you very much.
You can splurge on coffee, girl. Get one of those nice espresso machines.
Also, why are you talking about my poorly lit cubicle?
Discover why critics are calling Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes the best film of the franchise.
What a wonderful day!
It's a jaw-dropping spectacle that demands to be seen on the biggest screen possible.
We need to go.
Hang on.
It is our time.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, now playing only in theaters. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
At the beginning of all of this, dissolving a marriage, being there for my boys, and adapting to less travel, I felt like I didn't want to get out of bed.
Oh, so she had some pretty serious depression, just like all of us.
I had trouble knowing the path forward. But with a strong vision and meditation practice, with my healers and teachers, and using the right essential oils and all natural products, I found a way forward. And you can too.
Amazing.
I can too. I can dissolve a marriage with some simple essential oils.
Also, I feel like Zoloft isn't given any credit here. You know that there's some good pharmaceuticals flying around. It's not just the essential oils.
It's like all oils and organic food.
Yeah.
If you feel like you can't get out of bed, well, you just need to meditate and sniff this lavender.
Yeah, put a little peppermint oil on your temples and get to work.
Let me know if you would like a quick tutorial on expanding your influence and realizing your potential by accessing your truest self.
It's just so much.
Yeah, I definitely... Okay. A quick tutorial from her. Can you imagine?
I can send you a few simple materials that will change your life. And if you'd like to come on board and begin working together, I hold a Wednesday Wednesday happy hours over Zoom.
Wednesday wine day, baby.
Is it possible to feel so much hatred and so much envy at the same time for someone?
Yes, but welcome to be in Holly's world.
Exactly. This is the whole thing. Also, she's saying, come on board. Begin working together. You can be in Catherine's downline.
What if I'm married to Catherine by next year?
And also, Wednesday, Wednesday, imagine these Zooms. I mean, getting hammered with Catherine on Zoom every Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I'm just picturing her. You know, she's platinum blonde, extensions.
Totally.
Big lips, like that perfect injected cat face, the whole thing.
Yeah.
If you just take all natural products, people, you won't be sad anymore.
Just try these new Restore gummies. They will make your skin great and your brain happy.
There's no such thing as privilege.
It'll never be the same as piling into the back booths of Sorrentino's, but it'll do for the meantime.
Can you imagine those nights at Sorrentino's when these gals were just getting white wine hammered and thrown around their essential oils?
Yeah, I guarantee you they're not like going ham on a bunch of pasta. I just know it. I just know it.
There's a lot of salad and a lot of wine.
I wouldn't do well in this group. Before COVID, my organic fashion line, Exultant, all caps, Exultant.
Oh, spelled wrong.
Misspelled wrong. Exultant.
Exultant.
Was doing great at the Pike Zebra and the Junkman's Daughter in Little Five Points. These must be places I'm not familiar with.
Little Five Points is the cool hood in Atlanta, I think.
Oh my God. She's got a fashion line.
She's got an organic fashion line.
It's so drapey. You know, everything is so drapey and so flowy. And it's got, you know, there's probably appropriated tribal symbols on some of it.
And you know, all the sleeves come down all the way to your knuckles and have the little thumb hole.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Yeah. I was just hoping Greg would use more like terms from Project Runway that he doesn't know what they mean.
Yeah, we've got to drape it. We've got to, I'm bad at fashion.
You got to watch the RuPaul Masterclass.
I know. Just get fierce.
All right, so these are 5 points. But now that retail is being ravaged by the restrictions, I'm going to have to wait for the post-pandemic world to get my designs back up and running. But my website, Exultant and Expectant...
expectant.
I am expecting great things because I'm in a pyramid scheme.
Can fill most orders for all you divas and pregnant goddesses.
Oh, it's a, it's a pregnancy thing.
No need to stop looking good and feeling good in a pandemic or with a baby bump.
Wow. I don't know if the difference between an exultant piece of clothing and an expectant piece of clothing is that much different in my mind. It's all just flowy and drapey.
Now that the temperature has dropped, I splurged and got myself an early Christmas present. A full spectrum glass sauna.
Here we go.
I think I have to walk into the lake now.
I have to walk into oncoming traffic.
I put it downstairs with a view over the lake. She can watch you walk in, Holly.
Oh, boy.
She's just sitting in there naked while Soldier Boy walks by and is like, oh, Catherine, okay. Oh.
I get in after meditation almost every morning, and I often see, oh my God, and I often see an eagle out over the water, a good sign that magic is afoot.
My word.
Wow, she has her own eagle.
I looked it up, and the eagle totem is encouraging us to emerge out of our comfort zones and reach greater heights. Yes, please.
I just don't think that she's really out of her comfort zone really
she
ever.
She feels very comfortable.
It feels like everything is just max comfort.
Eagles also have a spiritual meaning of power and beauty. May we all see these qualities in ourselves.
What does it mean if every morning I look out my window and I see a pigeon eating trash?
Yes, my annual New Year's Eve renewal party is still on.
Oh, super spreader.
This year, I have two new mediums and last year's psychic's clairvoyance to help us prepare our hearts for the magical possibilities of the coming year.
We get to go to a New Year's Eve party and sit with a medium and psychic to tell us about the future year.
I can't with this one.
So this is an annual thing. What do you think her mediums and psychics said about 2020?
Last year, yes.
I have a feeling like that her mediums and psychics were just like, this year is going to be great. And it was.
It really was for her.
It's just like nothing touched her.
We will be manifesting and welcoming wealth into our spheres. I've had several calls to see if it is still happening, and I keep telling everyone, if you hate the idea of reaching your full potential, you can skip it.
She would definitely tell me that I'm standing in my own way from making my full potential realized. Mm-hmm, and you know what? Maybe I am. I think I have to try this stuff this year.
You are that pigeon eating trash.
You guys, I am the pigeon eating trash, and I have to become the eagle this year. Sign me up for the multi-level marketing scheme.
This New Year's, I'm going to be like sitting with a styrofoam plate, a few pieces of like salami and like deli cheese, like crying and watching Netflix all night, just getting hammered on like some like cheap liquor and crying.
And I'm going to be over in the corner with my crystals realizing my full potential.
Hey, I'll tell you my future for the coming year. Maybe my unemployment will kick back in.
Oh, you're going to love this. This is her, not even me.
Oh, am I?
You're going to love this. I was feeling antsy this fall and bought a Mercedes-Benz G550.
I love it. I hate it.
She was feeling antsy or she was going through a divorce?
A G5 wagon? I mean...
Is that what that is? I'm saying all the numbers. Like, I'm clearly not...
I don't know.
That's the big boxy... Yeah, wrapper. That's the big boxy wrapper Mercedes.
They literally don't even sell those in Indiana.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You've seen my Instagram stories where I carpool karaoke. Sorry, not sorry.
I hate it.
I'm going to look them up for sure.
It's a whole lot of truck if you're in the market for a high-end vehicle that can also work hard for you.
Well, actually, I am. I wanted to get rid of this Bentley.
I bought a $150,000 Mercedes so I can do carpool karaoke in it. It's really working hard for me.
Bennington, bring the Mercedes-Benz G550 around.
I take Roman and Athena to grooming every weekend in it, and they love how roomy it is. I belt out Positions by Ariana Grande on Instastory.
Okay, we'll
all
look.
The way to PetSmart.
Well, how does Positions go? What's Positions?
I think it goes something like this. I have so much money, I get my dogs groomed every week.
Of course her dogs are named Roman and Athena.
And get groomed every week.
every week.
Oh, yeah. That is excessive.
I mean, our dog gets groomed once in a blue moon, and the other times I do the grooming, and let me tell you, it's not good.
I know. She looks like a total ragamuffin when Greg pulls out the clippers and just starts going in long lines down her side.
I just can't pay someone $100 to cut the dog.
But Roman and Athena need their weekly bath.
My God, Roman and Athena... What kind of dogs do you think they are?
I was just going to say, they're tiny dogs and their nails are painted.
Totally.
100%. They're probably like multicolored too.
And they're so flowy. It's just a flowy
dogs,
little dog.
Like a little Maltese.
Yeah. Little Maltese dyed hot pink. Oh, Athena, look at you, darling.
Thank you to my assistant, Noelle, who is typing this as I dictate.
Oh, thank you, Noelle.
Couldn't do it without you, girl.
Couldn't. Noelle's a hostage. I'm sorry, Noelle. We got to get you out of there.
Check out her new body work and soul journeys at noelleheals.com. They're incredible.
Yeah, because everybody can be a healer, even my assistant, Noelle. Keep typing, Noelle. Noelle, you stop typing?
Noelle is down the line, but she's got her own website, so...
I was just going to say, Noelle's in her downstream for sure.
Yeah, totally.
May God bless all of you in the coming year. Light and love and exultant positive vibes to you and yours this holiday season, Catherine.
Nothing makes sense. Cancel Christmas.
This one bummed me out.
Oh, come on, Ash. Exultant positive vibes are coming your way. Don't deny these vibrations.
I'm sending you an exultant ensemble for Christmas, Ashley.
Ooh, nice and drapey.
Very flowy.
Well, this was a bummer.
Oh, let's do shots.
Well, there you have it. I hope you're kicked back in a full-spectrum sauna cashing checks from your downline while you watch your two perfectly groomed teenagers frolic in the snow with Soldier Boy. It's a Wonderful Lie is an Audio Chuck original, created and executive produced by Ashley Flowers. Produced by and featuring Holly Laurent and Greg Hess. Production assistance by David Flowers. So what do you think, Chuck? Do you approve?
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.